Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh,
yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. You had better wake them up, get them up, get them going. If it's spring break, let them sleep in, for crying out loud. It's day two of their week off, and we got a lot to do. Busy Tuesday on the show of the people. Off we go. National Pi Day. That's right, 314, March 14th, as we have 4 hours of fun and conversation to talk NFL free agency, the flurry, the frenzy, as expected. A lot of teams very active yesterday. Cowboys not among them. Did lose one of their free agents, so we'll dive into the National Football League. And yes, on the Aaron Rodgers front, all quiet on the Western front, but a lot of belief he's going to be ended up in New York City. We'll get you details day one with the legal tampering period opening. Also looking forward to the madness of March. College basketball and the play-in game start tonight. Longhorns, of course, begin their play on Thursday. The former Longhorn head coach Chris Beard has landed in Ole Miss in Oxford. Details on that story coming as well. It's going to be a busy Tuesday to get you going. Appreciate you being there wherever you find us. Maybe on 104.9 on the FM dial. Could be on the FM dial at 101.9 or AM 1260 or digitally. Take us wherever you go this spring break and all the time on your Horn app. Always listen on your smart speaker at home or work. And always, we are streaming live and local and digital at hornfm.com.
Good morning to soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so very much for the great job that you do. It is appreciated, and we appreciate it each and every day. Be careful out there, please.
Be careful. Yeah, rainy today. Rainy, won't climb above 60, most likely. Rain in the forecast throughout the day. I don't think anything super, super heavy, but just kind of a rainy day. Nicer tomorrow, rain again possibly on Thursday. And how about cold in the weekend?
Yeah, how about
cold this weekend?
Cold in the mornings next week.
In the 30s. What are we doing here? Supposed to be spring and sprung.
We've
forward.
One more shot.
Well, it's spring break for the people. But we'll deal with it. We'll deal with the weather. We'll deal with the free agency. We'll deal with all of it with you. We appreciate you being there. TY is through the glass. You are here, and it's the a Tuesday edition. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, man.
Doing good?
Yes, I am.
Ready for the madness?
I am ready.
Ready for hoops and bracketology and brackets. We'll get to it. Longhorns feeling pretty good about their situation. We'll dive in and start really digging in on Colgate and the potential matchup with Texas A&M in round two, and obviously Penn State on the other side of that as well. You got to treat these things as two-game tournaments. Don't worry about the big picture. Focus on what you can control, which is Colgate on Thursday, and then if you can win that one, you got one more game to win, and you're off to the round of 16. But start with 64, and they'll get it from 68 down to 66 tonight, Buck, with a couple of play-in games.
Oh yeah,
in the madness, and we'll get a preview of those. Two more tomorrow night, and it's going to be a busy hoops stretch for sure. It's also a weird night on the fields of play here in baseball. I'll get you a weird story about the Longhorns' opponent tonight. Also, Austin FC is going to play tonight out at Q2 Stadium in the second game of that CONCACAF Champions League final and tournament. And that's got some weird circumstances as well. And it's also NFL free agent time. Let's get to the headlines, trending topics, get you caught up on all that's going on. It's certainly a busy Tuesday morning. UBO Business Services brings it to you. We'll try to take all the NFL agreements that have been made here. The legal tampering period began yesterday at noon, and Big splash made in Chicago. Bears had the most franchise or money under the salary cap, and they went to work with it. They have agreed to terms with the former Bills linebacker Tremaine Edmonds on a new four-year mega deal, as well as Eagles linebacker T.J. Edwards. Also made that trade over the weekend, so the Bears have been busy. Eagles have also lost defensive lineman Javon Hargrave. He was expected to be one of the top free agents sought, and he has reached a four-year mega deal with the San Francisco 49ers. Falcons are giving the Bengals Pro Bowl safety Jesse Bates a new four-year deal. Falcons very active yesterday. Cowboys not active at all. They did lose their first player in free agency with guard Connor McGovern reaching a three-year agreement in Buffalo. Meanwhile, one of the received targets of the Cowboys is not going to be a Cowboy. Steelers have reached an agreement with the Pro Bowl cornerback Patrick Peterson on a two-year deal. Former Vikings linebacker Eric Kendricks signing with the Los Angeles Chargers. As for the big quarterback deals, the league is still in a holding pattern with the Aaron Rodgers deal. It's believed he's A-Rod's on his way to New York to be a Jet, but to this point, nothing official. Vegas Raiders have agreed to a three-year deal with Jimmy Garoppolo from the 49ers. He was also drawing interest from the Houston Texans, but he's going to be a Raider. 49ers have reached agreement on a one-year deal with former Panthers quarterback Sam Darnold. Miami is giving former Jets quarterback Mike White, a two-year deal. Texans have signed Case Keenum on a two-year deal. They've also reached a one-year agreement with former Longhorn Hassan Ridgeway. We will get you the very latest as it comes today. College basketball, for just the second time in the program's history, the Longhorns have finished the regular season on the men's side in the top five of the final AP Top 25 poll of the season. They come in at number five, behind only Alabama, Purdue, Houston, and Kansas. The 2022-23 Longhorns join only the 2002-2003 Horns, coached by Rick Barnes and led by T.J. Ford, who also finished in the top five. That team proceeded to make a run to the Final Four, where they lost to the eventual national champion Syracuse in the national semifinal. Rodney Terry's 26-8 Longhorns begin their tournament run this Thursday, 6:25, as the two seed. In the Midwest region, they will face 15th-seeded Colgate in round one. Of course, you'll hear that game right here on the Horn. Elsewhere in college basketball, as expected, former Texas coach Chris Beard has landed a new head coaching gig just 2 months after he was fired here in Austin. Beard officially named the head basketball coach at Ole Miss yesterday. Beard fired, of course, at UT after he was arrested and accused of domestic violence back in December. A school at Ole Miss is going to introduce Beard at a press conference in Oxford this evening. Also tonight, Dish Falk Field, the Longhorn baseball team, looking to extend their win streak to six. They're going to host the first of two midweek games with South Dakota State. Game one set for 6:30 tonight, 6:15 pregame here on the Horn down in San Marcos. Good college baseball game there. Texas State's going to host 11th-ranked TCU at Bobcat Ballpark. Q2 Stadium tonight, Austin FC will face Violette AC in the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions League tournament. Austin will also look to rebound from that awful performance in last Tuesday's matchup down in the Dominican Republic, where they lost 3-0. The aggregate score scenario means to advance, Austin has to win by four goals or more to advance to them tonight. That match starts at 7 o'clock. Strange night of NBA finals, especially in Houston, where the lowly Rockets stunned the league-leading Celtics, 111-109, just their 16th win on the year. Mavericks play without both Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, who are nursing injuries. They lost to Memphis, 104-88. Grizzlies, of course, playing without their young star, Ja Morant, whose leave of absence from that team does not appear to be coming to an end anytime soon. A report from ESPN that the 23-year-old has left Memphis for a counseling program in Florida.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
All right. Busy desk, busy morning, free agent signings. Cowboys, as expected, doing very little. They like to sit back and watch everyone spend their money. Cowboys don't have a lot to spend, but Patrick Peterson was the guy they were eyeing. He's going to be a Steeler. Looks like on a two-year deal. Played really well with your Minnesota Vikings last couple seasons. Went to the Pro Bowl last year. Cowboys need to upgrade that cornerback position opposite Trayvon Diggs. They so far have not done it. It's only, 20 hours in.
Yeah, it just kind of started.
Yeah. The teams you thought would be active, who had a lot of cap space, who were bad, did spend it. The Bears have been busy. Atlanta's been busy. Denver rebuilding their offensive line through the free agency period so far with two big signings. So we'll get to the highlights, and obviously the league waiting on the Aaron Rodgers situation. And shame on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we say this all the time. I mean, what's going to change in 24 hours? You either know or you don't.
He already knows.
Well, and he's holding the Jets. I mean, the Jets could be active in free agency right now. What if he decides, I don't want to come? Well, now you missed out on Jimmy Garoppolo. You weren't in on any of these other quarterbacks that are signing and agreeing to places. Now, none of these are official. We've seen this before with this new tampering period that – players will change their mind, and they can agree to terms on a Monday, and then by Wednesday when they can all become official, they can not do it. But
and maybe that's what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. Maybe he doesn't want to get into an early deal and all of a sudden start bailing out on teams.
Well, it's been a month and a half.
I mean, since he went into the darkness, he's known what he wanted to do.
No. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? But that's the first day flurry, as anticipated.
Yeah, and, if he's not going with the Raiders, then he's going with the Jets.
Well, yeah. Well, no, so he's not going to the Raiders. Raiders have signed Jimmy Garoppolo. They've moved on. That's their plan. He's going to, and we can debate whether Jimmy Garoppolo's an upgrade from Derek Carr. But that's,
I like that plan.
That's Josh McDaniel's plan. Josh McDaniel had Jimmy Garoppolo in New England when he was the offensive coordinator for Bill Belichick. So familiar with the player. Obviously didn't get along with Derek Carr for whatever reason. And so that's the switch there.
So even Stidham said, I'm out of here.
Yeah, Stidham's bolting. Well,
said, I'm out of this place.
He's going to get a chance to play. But yeah, everybody's waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Obviously the Lamar Jackson story, if someone's going to make a run at the franchise tagged quarterback of the Ravens, that hasn't come down yet. But Texans were in on the Jimmy Garoppolo conversation, apparently, as kind of a bridge quarterback to whoever they draft in April. But he, of course, why wouldn't you choose to go start and run the Raiders offense with the league's leading rusher Josh Jacobs and Devontae Adams and Darren Waller at tight end? And we got pretty good weapons there. He will be the starter without question in Vegas. Houston's probably going to draft a quarterback, so they have signed Case Keenum. I don't know what any of this means for Davis Mills, the quarterback the last 2 years. He's still there.
Yeah, I thought that dude would be the backup. Now it looks like he's the third, and that means you're out.
If they're signing Case Keenum on a 2-year deal, and then they're going to draft a quarterback,
right,
Davis Mills is likely out. Now, again, we don't know. Maybe Houston's not high on any of these quarterbacks. I don't know. Feels like Houston's been tanking for 2 years to draft a quarterback. Now they have a chance to do so. Have to assume they're going to take either Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud with that second pick coming up in April. But early NFL results, we'll follow them as they come, and we'll get to the Longhorn basketball situation coming up. And, man, how about this tonight? I mentioned weird scenarios tonight. So the Texas baseball team is playing South Dakota State over at Dish Falk Field. It's going to be a chilly night. It could be a rainy night tonight. Maybe South Dakota will feel good about themselves here, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's kind of their kind of weather. But how about this? They come into this game tonight, Buck. They're 1-14. 1-14. How'd they ever win one? But they have not played. They haven't played a home game yet. Because, I mean, they play in the Dakotas. They've played 15 road games to start their season.
Yes, snow.
Sacramento. I mean, they've been all over. And this past weekend, they got swept by Texas State. So they're going to play the Longhorns tonight in a in the first of two games. They're going to play tonight and tomorrow night.
What is this, a sacrificial lamb group?
I said South Dakota State. It's North Dakota State they're playing.
North Dakota Lambs?
North Dakota State, the Bison.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they're 1-14, and every game they've played has been all over the place. I mean, they've been everywhere. And so, yeah, they're going to play in Dish Falk Field tonight. Longhorns probably need to win that ball game tonight at 6:30. I'll be interested to see if LeBaron Johnson Jr. starts for the Longhorns on a Tuesday night. You got to feel like they're getting the young right-hander ready for conference play and maybe moving into the weekend rotation with that high-end stuff that he's got. He could overpower this North Dakota State team. But they did score a bunch of runs this past weekend down in San Marcos. The wind was blowing out, and they lost all three games to Texas State, but they did put runs on the board. So that'll be kind of a weird one. 1-14, Longhorns looking to win six straight. They're going to have two chances here ahead of a series this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so at Austin FC tonight, Buck. We've told you they're playing in this CONCACAF event, right? They've dropped out of alongside playing in their MLS games because they finished in the top four last year, the standings in the MLS. They have qualified for this, tournament of North America, essentially. And last Tuesday, down in the Dominican Republic, they played most of their backups and played terrible and lost to this Haitian team, Violette AC, 3-0. So now they've got to win by four goals or more tonight or they're out of the tournament. Well, here's the deal with the Haitian side. I mean, you think maybe four goals, not a chance, but maybe they could. So the Haitian side can't get all their players' visas to play tonight. Okay, so they're ready to play at 7 o'clock tonight, but they can't bring a full team because some of their regular players can't get into the United States.
Somebody's going to have to sign some contracts.
So two players from FC Motown, a national premier soccer league side in Morristown, New Jersey, with ties to the Haitian club, we're going to help fill in as
Morristown, New Jersey?
Morristown, New Jersey. They're going to Jersey to find some Haitian players. I don't know. And they're going to be playing tonight. So this is a...
So these guys are signing contracts on the fly.
Yeah. Well, because they can't get their own players in through visas, whatever's happening there. And so they can't field a whole team. So they're signing dudes that are already in the United States that have ties to the team. So this is an opportunity for Austin FC to make amends for last Tuesday night on their own pitch and maybe put a beat down on the Haitians.
We call my boy Javier. He can get him in here.
I don't know what's going on with that. I don't even.
Are they not able to get in visas? Come on now.
And I don't know why the Longhorns are playing North Dakota State. What does that do? I mean, the Manhattan series and this one, this might hurt your overall RPI when it's all said and done because they're not very good. Manhattan was a sweep for Texas and North Dakota State, but they need some confidence. But those will be your games tonight. Kind of weird. Kind of weird playing a team from North Dakota that hadn't played a home game yet, and you're playing a Haitian side in soccer that are signing dudes from Motown.
Don't even have Haitians.
Looking for Haitians.
Wow.
Just picking them up right off the street.
Jersey.
You going to this game tonight, Ty? You're a big soccer dude.
I am not.
Okay, you're not going to make that.
I'm going to rest easy tonight.
Rest easy.
They got a big week coming up.
Yeah, well, they've got to play Houston this weekend in an actual MLS match down there in the H is what they're going to do. So there you go. All right, so congrats to Rodney Terry and the Longhorns. They have finished the season in the top five. Second time in program history, as mentioned. The last team that finished in the top five, we also said, went to the Final Four. That was the T.J. Ford-led team in the early 2000s. And here they are. Now, the final AP poll. I just have to ask this question. Alabama, Purdue, Houston, and Kansas. Texas has beaten Kansas down each of the last two Saturdays. Can Texas get a little bit of pump? I mean, I guess. I guess the on-court stuff doesn't matter. You still have Kansas ranked ahead of Texas. I know in the seeding, that's for a big picture in the entire thing. But as far as best teams right now, isn't that what the AP poll is about? If you have a vote and you're a voter, doesn't really matter. But you probably could consider putting Texas ahead of Kansas, right? They've beaten them twice.
For sure.
By double digits. And really, the games haven't been close. But again, Texas 5, Kansas 4. But you know, I don't have a vote, so I don't get to vote on that. But Rodney Terry's team, feeling good, getting ready for the trip to Des Moines, Iowa.
I'm going to have a healthy Timmy Allen, looks like.
Healthy Timmy Allen. It was precautionary, really, that he didn't play in the Big 12 tournament. He's playing back-to-back games, three games in 3 days. And yeah, no, I mean, that's... You're as healthy as you can expect to be at this time of year if you're
for
Texas.
For sure. If he's back to full strength, yes.
I think you're as confident as you've felt. You know, you've had some ups and downs, been a roller coaster, tough grind of a season with the hot start and then some slow reports through the midway. But as we said, this basketball team, you know, feeling really good about where they are and the opportunity to make a run, that begins on Thursday night. Do you have the Longhorns in your Final Four, Ty? Is that where you are with your bracket?
I have Houston.
Ooh, what flipped you to that?
Just overall, you know, the year. I realize Houston's lost one of their best players, but I just think they're a better basketball team even without him. But I haven't submitted my official bracket yet. These are all just preliminary.
Yeah, is Sasser out? Or are they're just waiting?
They're saying the right things.
I can't imagine that guy being ready on a Thursday to get out there and make cuts.
I mean, he definitely won't play in the first game, right?
Probably yeah, not. Well, there's really, we got to play a little bit to get at least.
Well, on the 1-16 matchup, probably not. If you don't have to, right? You can beat the 16 without him, but you know it's a growing injury, and he went down, and you know we've seen that injury before, and it's a quick twitch injury.
Yeah, you're sticking out there against a pretty good team the second game, and he just makes one move.
Well, that's all eyes will be on Marcus Sasser. He is their best player. He's one of the best guards in the country. You know, they're going to need his production here to make a run. But, you know, it's, as we say, it's a three-weekend, three different tournaments over 3 weekends.
Yep.
And you just have to survive in advance. So if you're Houston, you're not thinking big picture just like Texas. You're thinking game one.
Sure.
Get us to game two, and then we'll deal with the injury. But if you can get through the first weekend, get him fully healthy, that's when you're going to need Marcus Sasser. But, yeah, he's obviously the one seed there. The key to the one seed in the Midwest, Texas, the two seed, right on that cut line. How's your bracket feeling over there? You feeling good?
Well, because of Sasser, that's why I'll have Texas in that.
You got Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
If I see Sasser playing game two and he's running around and shooting jumpers and doing the things that he does, then.
Right now you're expecting a historic run, though.
For Texas?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Well,
I do. But I do expect for Timmy Allen to be that guy. I got a funny feeling they're going to start him. I mean, because you still should be able to beat Colgate with Timmy Allen starting. You know, we're talking about him as a substitute guy coming in off the bench because of clogging up the middle. But they're going to go back to their normal lineup.
We'll see.
I got to believe, you know?
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, everybody got to see it on for three games in a row all over the weekend, and it was the—
Or you can mix and match it in that Colgate game anyway.
Well, but I think, I mean, if you, as we talked about all day yesterday, if you, it was with when you have Dylan Mitchell, Dylan Dessus, and Timmy Allen on the floor together, which has been their starting lineup for most of the year, it was a completely different look and a more free-flowing offense that we saw from Texas over 3 days in Kansas City.
Yeah, the coaches see that.
I think everybody had to see it. Wow. And you just wonder how they react. I mean, hey, well, let's keep it going, or let's shift it in this way, but let's not have all three of those guys on the floor at the same time if we don't have to.
Well, the added it's not going to hurt is Rice. It's not going to hurt him whether he starts or he comes off the bench.
Sure.
He's just good. He's just a player right now.
No, he's their most consistent player right now. So, yeah, you feel really good about that. But we'll see. We Rodney Terry, I'm sure that's what they're doing right now, is watching the film and you know, discussing it among the team and the coaches of, okay, what's our best course of action? Also, you have to scout Colgate and figure out what they're all about. You got to know your opponent and what's going to be best against that team, the best three-point shooting team in the country. Can't take any team lightly in this tournament. It's a single elimination situation. So you got to be ready to play a team like they. If you don't come in with your defensive intensity, and that's really, as I noted yesterday, that's been the key to this team. When they hold teams 72 points and below, they're 25-0 this year. You can't let that team get loose and start knocking down three-pointers. Your perimeter defense has to be on point. And fortunately for Texas, they've played against teams this year that feature the three-point shot, like Baylor and Iowa State's a big-time three-point shooting team that likes to spread you out. So they've seen all that through the rigors of the Big 12. But Colgate, you know, the best, by percentage, three-point shooting team in the country. You got to be on point with your perimeter defense. And they got a big 6'10 kid down low as their leading scorer, so you can kind of figure out what they do. They spread the floor around this guy. He kind of runs a point center kind of thing. And
they get it back out to the three-pointers.
Yeah, kick it out to three-point shooters, and that's got to be your matchup. So that's, you know, you got to figure out, you know, Dylan Dessus. You can keep Dylan Dessus playing to the level he is, most outstanding player at the Big 12 tournament. He's got to be feeling really confident where he's at. Christian Bishop played really well coming off the bench for him, so you feel good about your bigs. You're feeling really good about your two freshmen, and Dylan Mitchell and Arterial Moore. They played really well in Kansas City. Really, everybody on the team played really well in Kansas City, and that's, can you carry that momentum right into Des Moines and just keep playing with that confidence? And, you know, however Timmy Allen is a part of the team, you know he's going to be. You just work him in the right places that fits what you need to do.
That's right.
But we'll see. So congrats to Rodney Terry. History. Only the second time they finished in the top five at number five. And, yeah, 5 o'clock today will be the press conference where they'll introduce Chris Beard as the new head coach at Ole Miss. Obviously, there'll be a lot of questions, and it'll be the first time we've heard from the former Texas coach now, outside of a statement or two here and there, but actually hearing from the coach. And, you know, Ole Miss believes that they found their coach to take them out of the basement of the SEC. And 2 months later, he's landing back in the Southeastern Conference coaching basketball. 5 o'clock tonight in Oxford is the press conference.
Yeah, they will announce that today. They're very fortunate. I mean, they're getting a pretty good coach, and they've vetted him and everything else. You know, that's number one with them.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's there're going to be questions, and he hasn't had a public appearance as far as talking through his side of what went on December the 12th and his thoughts on how it ended at Texas, and I'm sure he'll be asked all of those things tonight. And obviously, a lot of it's going to be, look, we're turning the page. We're going to
absolutely
the new gig. But he'll be asked, and you have to, right? Because there's still people. How's your Ole Miss graduate girlfriend feeling these days about the Chris Beard hire?
She got back in town late last night. I didn't have a chance to go over the move with her, but I'm sure she's not too happy about it. But knowing her as an Ole Miss fan, she'll probably buy in here in a few hours.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
They took the Lane Kiffin pretty quick on the football side of things.
Yeah, they did.
Too, right? But yeah, that's the basketball. That's the football. We got games tonight. And yeah, we got a lot to do. It's a Tuesday. Be ready. Grab your umbrella. I know it's spring break, but rain is going to be in the forecast through your drive time and throughout the day today. So be ready for that. We're just getting warmed up here on B&E Tuesday edition, 314. So yeah, it's National Pi Day. The 3.14 day for the science geeks out there. But we can have some fun with that as well. So it's going to be a good Tuesday. Glad you're with us, wherever you're finding us, on the Show of the People on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Mornings with Bucky and Aaron.
B&E on a Tuesday. It's going to be a wet Tuesday today, it appears. Yesterday was lovely, cooler, but wet stuff in the forecast today. A lot going on. We're keeping an eye on the NFL free agent ticker, which continues to tick. If you're a Cowboys fan, you kind of have gotten used to the Cowboys kind of sitting out the first week of free agency and watching everything happen. That's, again, been their case here in the first 20-so hours of what's going on. They are watching their chief rival in the NFC East get picked apart pretty good. The Philadelphia Eagles have lost some key guys coming off that team that ran to the Super Bowl and then let the Chiefs get the win there. But now they're losing key guys, as expected. They're a very talented team. But with the salary cap situation, they've lost already yesterday. Defensive lineman Javon Hargrave is going to San Francisco. How about the Niners? They already have a real good defense, and they had a nice piece there. That might be the most impactful player on the free agent market, non-quarterback. Andre Dillard, their offensive tackle, he was a kind of a swing player for them. He's moving on. Their productive linebacker, T.J. Edwards, went to the Bears. Marcus Epps, the safety, moving on to greener pastures. And there could be more because they have a lot of free agents, including at corner and at
Bears
safety.
Bears got a chance to really mop up right now.
And just kind of remake their team, right?
For sure.
They can do it with the draft capital, and then they can do it through free agency and bringing in veteran experienced players because that Bears team was not real good.
No.
They traded Roquan Smith, the Bears, last year.
And that hurt them a lot. That was leadership and the ability to get to the ball. I mean, he was just flat out good.
He was good. But kind of see with the new regime in Chicago, they trade Roquan Smith, they acquire a second-round pick for him, and then they sign Tremaine Edmonds from the Bills, which replaces Roquan Smith, the linebacker. They also bring in T.J. Edwards from the Eagles, and they now have an extra second-round draft pick to draft a young player. Chicago remaking that entire roster. And we talked about with the trade that they made over the weekend, giving up the number one overall pick with Carolina to add DJ Moore, a 25-year-old wide receiver, to go with Chase Claypool, to go with their young quarterback, Justin Fields. They also have Khalil Herbert, a young running back, and a young tight end, and Cole Kmet. They were obviously trying to build around their QB, and now they've got draft capital, and they've been busy in the first 20-so hours of the free agent period. And down in Houston, the Texans are busy, and not surprising with DeMeco Ryans in as the coach, head coach. Now you kind of figured he'd try to bring in some former players from his team in San Francisco, and Jimmy Ward, the defensive back who wore number one, had the big interception against the Cowboys in the NFC playoff game. Really productive player. He's going to Houston to join DeMeco Ryans. He's earning his early 30s, 31 years old. He was the most tenured player on the 49ers team.
Do they have enough guys in their secondary?
Yeah, he's a big physical guy, but he's up there and he's 31 now. But going to go join DeMeco Ryans to bring some leadership there. They've also signed the former lifetime Longhorn Hassan Ridgeway, who was in San Francisco last year as part of that defensive line rotation. You know who's going to get paid on this free agent market, Buck? Speaking of Longhorns, is Charles Omenihu.
Sure,
Charles Omenihu was on that deep 49ers defensive line, and he's also looking for a deal. So we'll keep an eye on that. Yeah, but the Texans have also, if you missed it over the weekend, they agreed to terms ahead of everything with Robert Woods, the wide receiver. He's likely to replace Brandon Cooks, who's going to be traded at some point coming up. But Robert Woods is going to be a Texan. Jimmy Ward's a veteran. Case Keenum is a veteran player. They signed Chase Winovich. So you can kind of see what DeMeco Ryans is doing. It's a very young team, and they're going to get younger when they get to this draft and draft 11 or 12 rookies. So you want to bring in some veteran players to kind of lead the locker room for a first-year head coach, and that's kind of what I feel like the Texans are doing. None of those guys are, all pro players, but they're veteran, been around this league. Andrew Beck, the former Longhorn, he is also signed with the Texans on a two-year deal. It's really a one-year deal, but he's there, the fullback/H-back, used to play with the Longhorns. He's coming to Houston as well. So Houston's been active, Bears, Falcons, Denver Broncos signed a couple of offensive linemen yesterday. Waiting on the quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G, the only big-name quarterback that's going to be a starter to go, because Sam Darnold signed with the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
He's there to be behind Trey Lance and then be there until, I guess, Brock Purdy gets healthy, right?
I would think
San Francisco.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So then those are the deals getting done around the National Football League.
Now, Dallas losing their guard, right?
Yeah, Connor McGovern to the Bills. Kind of like last year with Connor Williams moving to the Dolphins. I'll say this for the Cowboys. It's fine if you don't think those guys are worth the money that the Bills are going to pay them. But the Cowboys are getting really thin on their offensive line. I mean, this depth that they've drafted is now moving on through free agency.
Do they feel like they can get another guy in the draft because they've made some good decisions in the draft? So,
well, I just, the Cowboys only have like 7 draft picks. I mean, you can't. I mean, it's one of those things where you, right now, the Cowboys starting offensive line, Tyron Smith, Tyler Smith, the rookie from last year. Their center is Tyler Biadasz, Zach Martin, and Terrence Steele. But they have to still have to sign Terrence Steele.
They still need 2 other guys, yeah.
But if you look at the depth chart, there's not much behind those guys right now. I mean, they're letting those guys move on. And so your depth, and you know you're going to take some injuries. And, you know, we talk about the Cowboys in the first round and the second round. I mean, you can only fill so many holes with your draft picks. And
you need to fill the hole where the quarterback needs to have some guys, but somebody has to block for the quarterback.
Yeah, Cowboys will get in.
Plus, they're going to run the ball. Let's not forget what they're trying to do.
Mike McCarthy.
We're going to run the ball.
Well, could the plan be to have Jason Peters start at one of those guard positions?
Are they going to bring him back? I mean, they have to. I mean, that was a 1-year
deal. Or not
Jason
Peters. Have a. What's the rookie's name? Tyler Smith.
Tyler Smith, yeah. Well, right now he'd be penciled in a left guard because everything Jerry Jones has said is it's Tyron Smith's going to play left tackle, and until he gets hurt, and so then when the Tyron Smith gets hurt, you got to move Tyler Smith to tackle, who plays guard now. But again, it's brand new in a free agency. They'll sign some veteran players. They'll draft some guys, but the Cowboys, Connor McGovern out. He played a lot of football for the Cowboys last year. So by the way, the Cowboys, at least in Vegas, are the betting favorite to land 3 veteran players. Julio Jones.
Gosh.
Cowboys are 2-1 favorite over the Chiefs. Odell Beckham Jr. Cowboys are 2-1 favorite in Vegas over the Bills. And Patrick Peterson. Cowboys were 3-2 favorites, but he's in Pittsburgh now. And Vegas had that dead wrong because in Vegas yesterday, you could have bet on a bunch of teams, and they didn't have the Steelers listed as one of them.
No.
And now Patrick Peterson has inked a deal or agreed to a deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers to join that secondary for Mike Tomlin.
I still believe what we heard yesterday from somebody in the Blitz that Odell Beckham Jr. will end up backing with the Giants.
Think so?
Yeah, I think he'll go. I think their coach will figure him out a little bit. They'll come to an agreement on how to act in New York for the second time around, and their quarterback can use it because they have nothing going on wide receiver there.
And they're bringing Sterling Shepard back, just can't stay healthy.
Sterling Shepard been there since the day he was born.
Well, he played at Oklahoma, if you remember. But, yeah, since he left Oklahoma, he's been with the Giants. But he oft-injured wide receiver. Look, they need weapons for Daniel Jones. If you're going to pay Daniel Jones,
that's right.
I'm talking about Dak Prescott. If you're going to pay that quarterback, what you're paying that quarterback now, and you're franchise tagging Saquon Barkley, you're like the Cowboys now. You're heavily invested at quarterback and running back.
Better give him some weapons.
You got to put some people around it to throw to. And, so we'll see. Odell Beckham Jr. Is one of those top receivers that people are looking at. There's been talk of DeAndre Hopkins. It's funny because both the Cowboys and the Giants have been linked to the DeAndre Hopkins conversation, who the Arizona Cardinals are likely to trade here this offseason. So those two division rivals could be in the battle to land DeAndre. And as I asked you guys, would you rather have DeAndre Hopkins or Odell Beckham Jr.?
DeAndre Hopkins, for sure.
Think so?
Yes.
Yeah. Despite the drug suspension from a year ago, the steroid PED.
He's just doing it to help.
He's
just doing it to help.
Hey,
the
that's
team.
Over. That's a new year.
Yeah,
hey,
he was trying to get back to the team.
Turn the page.
Right?
Turn the page. Yeah, OBJ, DeAndre, Nuke Hopkins could be a Cowboy. But again, a lot of players could be a Cowboy. We thought Patrick Peterson was going to be a target, and he's already in Pittsburgh. So that's not going to happen.
I'm glad they
Julio
didn't
Julio Jones,
him.
That doesn't do anything for you, right? Julio Jones?
No, and neither did Patrick Peterson, really, for me. I know he played okay with, they need to get a guy that's going to be there for a couple of years. They don't need an old dude that may last one more year.
Well, that's who they're talking to.
I
mean, that's what we're talking about here. Now, look, Patrick Peterson was a very productive player last year in Minnesota. He left Arizona and then went to Minnesota with the Vikings, and he was a good player. I mean, he went to the Pro Bowl.
They had no pass rush. Somebody had to be good for them.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right about that. That defense was not good.
No.
And, you saw them play we just talked about them playing the Giants in that playoff game last year in the NFC, and the Giants shredded them on offense, and that's why they fired their defensive coordinator, and they're likely to add some pieces. But Patrick Peterson to Pittsburgh, somebody texted Jimmy Garoppolo is the only big-name quarterback that has agreed to a deal, as far as big-name meaning guys who are going to go in and start for a football team. I think everything else you've seen so far are backup quarterbacks, Case Keenum in Houston, Sam Darnold in San Francisco. Mike White was a pretty good player for for the New York Jets this year when the Zach Wilson experiment went bad and Mike White came in and won some games for them. He's going to Miami. We were wondering who's going to back up in the for the Dolphins.
When
Tua gets hurt? Well, Mike White is the answer to that question. Coming in from the Jets, and obviously Jimmy Garoppolo is going to Vegas, and he will start there. He's going to be the starting quarterback for Josh McDaniels, his former coach in New England. And everybody's just waiting on what was the movie getting all the awards the other night? All's Quiet on the Western Front. All's Quiet on the Aaron Rodgers front. But it was weird. Yesterday, midday, Trey Wingo. You know Trey Wingo?
Mm-hmm.
ESPN, host Sunday NFL Countdown or whatever shows he does. He had a tweet that said the Aaron Rodgers deal is done, essentially.
He got Schefter'd.
Yeah, I think he got Schefter'd. Then there was a tweet from Garrett Wilson, the former Lake Travis Cavalier, where he was like, man, can't take the smile off my face. Breece Hall had a tweet, like almost like within the building or at least within the team, there was a running thought that the deal's done. And there are people who believe the deal's done with Aaron Rodgers, that it's just they're dotting I's and crossing T's and Aaron Rodgers is whatever, all quiet, nothing official.
Would it not be the most Jets thing ever for him just to retire?
Yeah. Well,
and
my gosh.
Not to have a cornerback at all.
That would be it for them.
Well, it would be such a Jets thing because you've let this guy, this who's had a month and a half to decide what he wants to do with his career. The Packers have made it clear they're done with it, and they're moving on to Jordan Love, and the Jets are his only option. But, yes, if Aaron Rodgers says, you know what, I woke up this morning and I want to retire.
I just woke up. I didn't feel right.
I'm done.
That would be Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and the reason it would be the most Jets thing ever is the Jets have sat out the first day of free agency and let a lot of good players sign, including Jimmy Garoppolo, who they probably would have been in on. They passed on Derek Carr, who's going to
Lamar Jackson.
They would have to be all in on
Jackson. They would probably have to double back on Lamar Jackson.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah. And it might be the best thing for him anyhow. Big picture, 26-year-old quarterback. With all those receivers, weapons. Yeah, I mean, so we'll obviously follow that, but that's where we are. We're, 19, 20 hours into the conversation, but we'll reset it coming up. Yeah, Atlanta, Chicago, Arizona.
Seriously, Julio Jones?
Yeah.
Julio hasn't retired. This should be it.
I don't know.
Bye, Julio. Well, he got bills to pay or something? That guy should have collected a lot of money in his, 25 seasons in the NFL.
Well, now you were trying to retire Larry Fitzgerald for a long time, and he kept catching balls.
There's no reason for him to continue to play.
Julio Jones,
4-8.
He has not looked good the past 2 years.
Well, he was there with Tom Brady. He is 34 years old now, Julio Jones. 34.
Speaking of that group, they don't have a quarterback either in Tampa.
What's that?
Who's going to be the quarterback in Tampa? Please,
Kyle Trask.
Come on, man.
Well, we told you yesterday.
The guy is not going to be the quarterback there.
Well, he was a second-round pick. You take a guy in the second round, you have a high opinion of him. You don't those day one picks, day two picks, you're expecting them to develop. But the name is Baker Mayfield. We told you that yesterday, that Tampa Bay is apparently the leading suitor for Baker Mayfield to come in. But as you said, is Matt Stafford going to get traded from the Rams, which would open up the Rams' job for Baker Mayfield? I don't know. That whole Matt Stafford thing.
I thought they were comfortable with Baker last year. He had a couple of good games for the Rams, right?
But when healthy, Matt Stafford is their starter, unless they trade Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford is their Super Bowl-winning QB, so that one needs to play out. But, yeah, Tampa could turn to Baker Mayfield to compete with Kyle Trask.
And we're talking about a neck with Stafford. We're talking about a real injury that didn't look good last year when he tried to come back. I mean, his arm was not strong.
Well, remember, he had the arm issue to start the season.
Well, it's hard. When you push people off the stage, you extend that arm and extend that elbow.
Here we go.
Hurt that elbow.
Never happened that way. We'll be back. We will pick up the B&E facts of the day, talking Texas hoops. History for Rodney Terry and the Longhorns was made yesterday. We'll get you details on that front. Also getting you into your Tuesday. It's Craig Way with the Craig Way Report.
It's time for the Craig Way Sports Report. Now, here's Craig Way.
What does it take to move a college basketball team from its home base to its NCAA tournament site? Well, if you're the University of Texas longtime equipment manager, Rob Lazar, who joined us yesterday on Light the Tower on the Horn 104.9 and AM 1260, it actually means driving a large U-Haul truck from Austin to Des Moines, Iowa, just to take the basketball team's show on the road.
I'm bringing printers, office supplies, anything and everything that the coaches are going to need to use to turn out for scouting reports and then work on down. I've got, Warren's basically training room. Anything that he uses for the guys to get healthy, that at BBR is on the back of the truck and rolling with us. And then from our standpoint, well, even Sam's standpoint with nutrition, I've got 30 cases of Gatorade, 30 cases of water, shakes, snacks, you name it. I mean, you see it when we're on the road. And then for us in the equipment room, I've got 3 of my 6 practice loops with us. I've got extra balls for when we practice off-site that's not provided. I've got weight room equipment with John Riley. So basically, you know, whatever I could fit into the truck that was over at BBR is in the truck going to Des Moines.
Rob is driving that truck to Des Moines right now, even as you hear this. And he didn't even tell you about all of the shoes he has to bring for the team. That and more from Rob Lazar coming away this afternoon. In our next report, I'm Craig Way.
B&E on a Tuesday. Spring break continues. Yeah, Longhorn football enjoying the spring break. No practice this week for Steve Sarkisian and the Horns. In our coaches' corner next hour, we'll take a walk down your memory lane, Buck. You were a football player in college at Boston College and took a spring break trip or two, didn't you?
Most of it was hitchhiking back to Pennsylvania.
Then you made a trip down to the dong of America, Florida, one time.
Florida, yes. Fort Lauderdale with a night stay at Daytona on the beach.
And thinking the Longhorns are going to be headed to the beach, the coastals?
Oh, my goodness,
coastal environs?
Absolutely.
You know, that's what you even told me when you got down to Miami. You made a run over to there near Miami. You made a run over to the high school so you get your weightlifting in.
I had to get your weightlifting in.
Because, you know, Ty, these guys are looking good. They've been in the weight room winter workouts. They want to get to the beach and get their shirt off and show the muscles.
St. Thomas Aquinas.
That's how you do that.
Got to get the blood flowing.
Yeah, man. Got to get the pump on. Hey, look, B&E facts of the day, including, how about this, another ESPN talking head expert has picked the Longhorns to be in the Final Four. Let's hear this from Seth Greenberg. Seth Greenberg, the former basketball coach, does a good job analyzing college basketball. He, too, has the Longhorns in the Final Four.
Who should I put in the Final Four? Who's yours? I've got Alabama, Duke, Texas, and UConn. And Alabama, the most talented team. Duke was on 9 in a row in the way they're defending right now and their length and athleticism. Texas won the Big 12. They won it without Timmy Allen. He should be back for the NCAA tournament. Their backcourt play is experienced. They got 6 seniors. And then UConn. UConn dominates the glass. They've got to get good point guard play. Tristan Newton's got to play well. But Adama Sinogo is a problem. And Jordan Hawkins is a big-time three-point shooter. That's my Final Four.
There you go. Texas with all the experience. UConn. Jay Billis has UConn winning the whole dang thing with that front line. Yeah. I mean, you got to pick somebody, I guess. You know, a lot of people like Alabama. How about he's got Duke in there? We talked about Duke as a 5 seed. The 5 seed, nobody wants to play there in that bracket with Purdue in the East.
Does UCLA have any chance with the veterans they have on their team?
They have like 6 dudes, a 6-man rotation.
They're all seniors, right?
Yeah, they're veteran players.
Paquez still.
Yeah, they've made some runs.
Tiger. Forgot his last name.
But by the way, as the teams who.
A little guard, Tiger.
Teams like the Longhorns who have made this tournament and are getting ready for the field of 68. Yesterday, how about speaking of B&E facts of the day, according to Jeff Goodman of Stadium.com, 173 players entered the transfer portal in college basketball yesterday. 173. That's a new league record. The players whose teams didn't make the field and maybe aren't happy, they're into the portal, including the kid Lampkin at TCU. There's some players out of Texas Tech that have jumped into the portal immediately with the Mark Adams situation. So, yes, I mean, we know this Texas team that's going to have a chance to play into the Final Four, at least you just heard Seth Greenberg say so, largely built through the transfer portal by Chris Beard.
And most of their guys are going to be gone.
Yeah, I mean, with 6 seniors, he just said it. This is the 3rd oldest team in college basketball. That's one of the things you love about this team is the veterans, but that leads back to the elephant in the room question about Rodney Terry in the future. As Chris Beard introduces the new coach at Ole Miss, hard not to think you're going to give the job to Rodney Terry, but, you know, the team and the roster was built through the vision of Chris Beard. So, yeah, and you're going to lose 6 of those guys, at least. And at least Brock Cunningham's coming back to play year 7.
At least you got that.
The former Westlake Chaparral. That guy was in high school with you, Ty.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's weird. Still playing. The heck? No, he's a good player. Good leader. But yeah, Sir Jabari Rice, Timmy Allen, Marcus Carr, Christian Bishop. I mean, these are...
Does Dylan Dessou have another year?
Yes, if he wants to come back.
If he wants
He participated in Senior Day.
Oh, he did?
This year, but he said it would, that had no impact on him coming back. He just wanted to go through it.
I mean, the got a lot to play for now, but the future would be Tyrese Hunter, Dylan Mitchell, Arturo Morris, the recruiting class.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, then you hit the portal. I mean, that's what they did here. I mean, the four significant players on this group of rotation players that came through the portal. So, yeah, the portal, 173 players just yesterday into the portal. That is crazy.
Wow.
Also, USA, long USA beat Canada last night at the World Baseball Classic. Mike Trout hit a home run. They mercy ruled those fools. How about that? Yeah, take that, Canada. We'll be back. B&E on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. We're streaming. You know that. Take us wherever you go this spring break with your Horn app, your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com.